Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. You're here with me, Sarah Evans-Olwyn, on Between the Lines for Sheffield Live. And you're listening, hopefully, on 93.2 FM, or perhaps you're streaming this via the Simple Radio app, or you're catching up on Revolve 77. In any case, I'm here this morning. It's a Thursday morning. This is going out to you, however, on Tuesdays at 11 a.m., as it usually does, but I always record a little bit in advance, and I have walked today into the city centre. I was going to record this a couple of days ago, but we were lashed with rain here in Sheffield and actually across much of the country. We've just had Storm Henk, which has really caused chaos for lots of people, not so much in this region, but elsewhere. A lot of storms this year, it feels like. It feels like more storms than usual, but I don't know if that's really the case or whether I'm just feeling it this year. So it was exceedingly wet yesterday and the day before. So I didn't come out to record, but today is a much finer day. It's cool, but not freezing. And I'm here in the city centre, just walking into the Peace Gardens. Now, a couple of weeks ago, this area was sort of inundated with the festive market, the Christmas market, but that's all cleared away now. It's looking a little bit more spacious, and I can see the Jehovah's Witnesses with their stand. They're out there in their big puffer coats trying to stop people as they walk past and go to work. So I'm walking now past the town hall and into the Peace Gardens, and there are a few people milling about, but my ultimate destination is the Millennium Gallery. So I'm just walking through here. In the summertime, often there's lots of children playing with the water features. There are these sort of jets of water that come up from the ground. But those are turned off at the moment. I mean, you'd be crazy to be toying with that now, because it's so, well, the water's cold. And there are these funny fountains with water sloshing down some steps. I'm not sure what I think about the whole transformation of the Peace Gardens. In any case, this was all the Millennium Commission, the creation of the Peace Gardens, and I think it was lottery funded as well. And if you recall that last week I was talking about Samuel Holbury, and actually there is a big plaque here that commemorates Samuel Holbury, and it says these cascades, well, these water features, they're dedicated to the memory of Samuel Holbury, Sheffield Chartist leader. So he is commemorated here. That is kind of cool, I guess. I'm still not sure what I think of them. So I'm just walking past the big Cafe Nero on the corner and the Mercure Hotel, which is a bit of a fancy pants hotel in the Sheffield city centre. a bit soulless, I think, but it gets full around the time of the snooker, because everyone stays there. And there's all the generic kind of Pizza Express places, the same kind of coffee shops and so on. Novotel here in the centre of town. And I'm just walking in through the winter garden. So this is a nice spot. So as I enter the winter garden, this is, again, a Millennium Commission, and it was lottery funded, I believe. And there's lots of beautiful plants, sort of tropical type plants, lots of palms. I can see bougainvillea, which is a very pretty plant, but it likes the warmth. And it's in flower here. It really is beautiful, actually. And there's a big thatch of bamboo in the middle as well. And a wooden panda enjoying it. I'm thinking about the diplomatic furore around the pandas recently returning to China from Edinburgh Zoo. I hope they're all right on the plane. I always wonder about these large animals travelling such long distances and what they do to them, whether they sedate them, which must be horrible for them as they're waking up. Anyway, I'm just walking through here, and it's a nice spot because it's a little bit warmer than outside and it's quite peaceful. You know, people are meeting for coffee at the coffee shop here. There is inevitably a card shop in the corner as well. Sort of little cute gifts in the corner of the winter gardens. But actually, at lunchtimes, it gets quite busy in here because people come out of their offices and, they're attracted to this sort of quieter spot. And there's something nice about it, you know, the echoes of the sort of enclosed space and the high ceiling, the high dome of glass above. It's kind of, in some ways, cocoon-like, but also in other ways, cathedral-like, I think. So I like looking at the plants. You know, there's eucalyptus trees. I don't know what they're all called. I'm not that good with, botanical names, but it is nice. It is lovely. Okay, now, from the winter garden, there's the main entrance into the Millennium Gallery. And I'm just going to walk through into the Millennium Gallery. It's a very swish building, built at the same time as the winter garden. And again, so called because of the fact that it was built really for the millennium. And again, there's a nice gift shop. So there are a number of permanent collections in the Millennium Gallery. One is the Ruskin Collection. And the Ruskin Collection is It's a gallery that has a sort of a changing rota of objects and paintings and books that John Ruskin collected. And he brought all of this to Sheffield. He sort of believed in social justice, and he was this kind of a philanthropist. And he really believed that, you know, nature and art could inspire everybody. And he felt that beauty and nature were integral to people's well-being, and that everybody should have access to that. And so there's a lot of information about the Ruskin Collection. We're told on this wall that it contains over 17,000 items. And the changing exhibits in this gallery sort of reflect Ruskin's different interests. He was kind of into everything, as well as being an artist and philanthropist. He was a collector, and he collected lots of beautiful things. And it's a lovely collection. It's beautiful. Some bits are covered because they're light sensitive, so there's a big black cloth over one of the exhibits, but you can lift it and view the books, which are very precious, and they've got beautiful gold lettering. There's loads of plaster casts from various spots, and loads of very beautiful drawings. And then there are some more contemporary recent pieces that are interspersed with the Ruskin collection. So there's a huge quilt on the wall hanging here, which is an AIDS memorial quilt, and it's from 1994, and it is so moving. It's very, very beautiful. It's a panel from the UK AIDS memorial quilt, and it has been lovingly created with sequins and different pieces of material sewn into these pieces of cloth. There is a cassette tape that is sewn into one panel. There's some really fine needlework in some parts of it, and then most touchingly of all, there are parts of the quilt which don't show the same kind of expertise, that are more, they're sort of more rustic, as it were, and I suppose that's what's so moving about it. And the people who are commemorated on there have been remembered through this quilt. It's really rather beautiful. And now, next to it is a different quilt, and this is called the Sleep Quilt. And it's a quilt that has been sewn by prisoners, and this is really a much finer piece of work. So it's more practiced, and it looks more professional in a way. And it is really beautifully done. Again, a really moving piece of work. So this is the sleep quilt, and that's it's called Fine Cell Work, because the Fine Cell Work is the charity that set up these embroidery groups for prisoners. Okay. So alongside the more contemporary work are very beautiful paintings and drawings that are part of the Ruskin collection. So there's some really fine drawings, some of Ruskin's own sketches as well. So he was quite a traveller, so he travelled all over Europe and drew very beautiful architectural pieces as well. Okay, on this wall is another quilt, and this one I find it's also very beautiful. So I'm very keen on this sort of hand embroidery, and I thought this is a really moving one. This is the Yorkshire Speak Their Name Suicide Memorial Quilt. And all the squares commemorate someone who has committed suicide. So the summary on the side explains that the quilt, each square of the quilt represents an individual lost to suicide in Yorkshire. And some of these are really beautiful. I really believe in the sort of therapeutic nature of creating something, some material thing to grieve or get over loss. And getting over is probably the wrong phrase. I think that living with loss is difficult, and that some ways that we can live with loss are through creating. I mean, everyone's different, but I believe in sort of the restorative power of creating something new or recreating something. Okay, down here we've got, it wouldn't be Sheffield, would it, if there wasn't some silverware or steel exhibits. And here we have a few lovely pieces of cutlery. And there is more cutlery in the in a further gallery along here. So I'm just going to leave the Ruskin collection for now. It's really a lovely room. I always come in here, even though it remains largely the same, because, you know, there is some rolling nature to the exhibit. And here's the gift shop. It's beautiful. You can get you can get Yorkshire crisps. You can buy David Meller cutlery and various things, a cafetiere, should you wish. And here is the metalwork collection. This is another permanent collection in the gallery. And there are some favourite pieces in here. So for many people, a favourite piece in this gallery is the soup tureen, which is shaped like a turtle. It is beautiful. And there's lots of old and new pieces of metalwork. So, of course, it wouldn't be Sheffield, would it, if they didn't have a metalwork collection. And this is quite a large room. And again, you know, some of the exhibits stay the same. They've always been like this since the gallery opened, and some are changing. Some new commissions of things that have been made and have been put on display. But it's a really lovely testament to the city's history of steelwork, silverware, etc. It's very, very beautiful. And often school groups come in here, primary schools especially. Okay, so I'm moving out. And let's have a look what's on in the changing exhibition. Here we've got the Pioneers exhibition. And this exhibition is coming to an end very soon. It is called Pioneers, and it's John Ruskin, William Morris, and the Bauhaus. And if you want to come and see it, come before the 21st of January, because it is closing soon. Okay, so in here we have various artifacts, pictures, drawings, all from this Bauhaus movement. It is lovely. There are dresses, there's pottery, there is a beautiful wall hanging. A woven wall hanging on here, and it looks so modern. It looks like it was made yesterday, but it's from 1928. It's really beautiful. We have tiles, and again, there's samples of woven work in display cases, and design sketches of what the weaving should look like for various bits and pieces of carpet and wall hanging. And of course, there's furniture. So this is a really beautiful exhibition, and highly recommended if you're into that Bauhaus era. And even if you're not, this is a really worthy and beautifully laid out exhibition, giving you a bit of a taster into the Bauhaus movement. I'm really surprised that it's not busier. So it's very quiet today in here. And, you know, I do know that school groups do use this museum well, but I think it could be possibly used a little better, or people should come to come to see these wonderful exhibitions. It is really lovely here, and it's a peaceful part of town. It's just up from the railway station, so if you're not in Sheffield, it's very easy to get to, unlike some other parts of Sheffield. Like, if you wanted to go to the Western Park Museum, you'd have to, you know, have an extra walk or take the tram or the bus, whereas here you can just walk a cup from the station. Okay. Well, I'm coming down the escalator now and into the activity room area, which is where school groups come, and the coffee shop. So I might just stop here and go for a little coffee. So thank you for joining me today. You've been here with me, Sarah Evans-Alwyn. I've been taking you through the Millennium Gallery and the Winter Gardens in Sheffield, and these are well worth a visit. And next time, I'm hoping to take you on a little journey into the Graves Gallery and the library, the Central Library, a very beautiful building with quite a checkered history as well. And as I said before, on many occasions, I'm never going to take you anywhere that I don't enjoy going myself. And these are parts of Sheffield that everyone should have a little nosy around. So thank you for joining me here in Sheffield City Centre. You've been listening to Between the Lines on 93.2 FM. I'm here every Thursday at 11 a.m. and I hope you'll be able to join me next time. Bye.
One, two, three. Open your eyes and see. The sun has made the flowers grow for everyone and me. The left must take the right. All around the ring, we've got to keep the circle moving. Everybody sing. One, two, three. Open your eyes and see. The sun has melted all the snow for everyone and me. Out of the earth the root, out of the root the tree. The tree bears the fruit, the wind sets it free. One, two, three. Open your eyes and see. The sun has made the waters flow for everyone and me. The left must take the right. All around the ring, we've got to keep the circle moving. Everybody sing. One, two, three. Open your eyes and see. The sun has made the flowers grow for everyone and me. Out of the fruit, the seed. Out of the seed, the root. Out of the root, the tree. The tree bears the fruit. One, two, three. Open your eyes and see. The sun has made the flowers grow for everyone and me. The left must take the right. All around the ring, we've got to keep the circle moving. Everybody sing. One, two, three. Open your eyes and see. Sky above and earth below for everyone and me. One, two, three. Open your eyes and see.
Yo, check this out. This is Punjabi MC right now. I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
While some sore heads will rule last night's endeavours, the Masons vow that they won't get so leathered. Dad shouts at lads, so they foul number seven. There's no need for fighting, they're only 11. A little introduction to the state of things.
Thank you. not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness. We're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness. We're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness. They say that I'm reckless because I'm relentless. They spit on my face and crush on my name and taking my life in vengeance. Yeah, you can try and blame us and try and take what's sacred, but we're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness. We were born for greatness. We're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness. No, we're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness. We were born for greatness. No, we're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness. No, we're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness.
She's my she's my song queen.
You're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
Faces, jungle gym stain, please take.